Blog Talk Radio.
Withhold nothing from the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Ooh,
that was a song. It hit my spirit. Hallelujah. Welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we're empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer. Each and everyone is invited to join in. We would love to have you come on and pray. You know, we normally on for about 30, 35 minutes as the Lord see fit, and 5 to 7 minutes would be as we have done. But we'll wait and believe how the Lord do it, because every Sunday is sort of different. So please come out in the corporate prayer and join us. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. A call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny Ministry 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived messages. We appreciate you and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, of Evangelist Agent Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in, and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you, and that we ask each and every one listen all over to keep praying God's will be done on this broadcast. We're just excited because he sends his anointed and his powerful speakers to come in and bring the fresh word and fresh manna from on high. And with that, we're just going to introduce our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. This is another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. And we're just so thankful and we're just so grateful to be alive. Somebody didn't cross over this morning. Amen. This afternoon. But we thank the Lord for being so merciful and being so grateful, gracious to us. Amen. To allow us to see another day. Thank God for Sister Ruby opening up. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of our listeners that have tuned in. As we say in our opening, that we are built. We're standing on our foundational scripture. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. If there ever was a time when we need to stand firm on our foundation, it is today. We cannot be shaken. We cannot be moved. We can't become fearful in things that we have no control over. Amen. Some things it's not for us to understand. Some things it's not for us to work out. some things we have to leave it in the master's hand. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing. Again, thank each and every one of you all that sent out birthday greetings and expressions of love to me on my 60th birthday on yesterday. I tell you, I was blessed to have my mother and family members and worship service on yesterday, so I'm just giving God thanks, and I'd like to just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Once again, we're here to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're here to encourage. We're here to enlighten. We're here to enrich. We're here to enhance and empower souls to pursue their destiny. How many know that we have a destiny, and that destiny is in Christ Jesus? Amen. We're excited about our speaker today. Amen. And we're just so thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for him always being willing when he has availability to come and minister a rhema word to us. Amen. We were pondering on what should we talk about this week after coming out a beautiful 3-week session on Order My Steps. That was a beautiful, beautiful series, and we were able to hear the women and men of God and get their perspective on what God was saying to them. Order My Steps. So where do we go from here, Lord? Amen. And that's what we were pondering on. We had something else in mind. But as the day progressed, amen, I heard the Lord say, cry aloud and spare not. Amen. When you begin to witness the travesty, when you begin to witness the trauma, when you begin to see young women and young men walking around and their minds are gone, amen, consuming everything that the enemy have available to them. Amen. It's time for us to cry aloud. It's time for us to get busy. Amen. And take back everything that the enemy has taken. Amen. All of the captives. It's time to set the captives free. And I heard that, and in the midst of me hearing that, I had to call a man of God and change that, topic. Because sometimes we have some things we want to say, but I'm so glad that I'm led of the Spirit. I'm so glad that I have a relationship with God. Amen. And we want God's will to be done. We want people's lives to be changed. We want them to hear the word of God. Amen. Amen. And so that's what God said today. He said, cry aloud. And I kept hearing, cry aloud and spare not. Amen. It's time to tell the people what thus saith the Lord. It's time to refrain from all of this stuff, of this madness that we have in our nation. Amen. It's time to get busy. It's time to go back to the old landmark. The old landmark has been established. The foundation has been established. We don't need to build anything else upon it. All we need to do is adhere to the principles, adhere to the commandments that God already have set. Hallelujah. So we have a wonderful man of God today that's coming forth. Amen. But we're going to go and we're going to ask our Sister T. Hey, glory to God. We're going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer. And then the next voice you're going to hear is going to be none other than Elder William Caldwell, all the way from West Covina, California. He is a teacher and a preacher, one that loved the Lord. Amen. He is the husband of one wife. Amen. And he has been preaching and teaching this gospel with simplicity. Amen. So, Sister T, are you able to open up with the word of prayer? Glory to God. I feel this thing today. Cry aloud and stand up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, can we just I want to set the atmosphere. We want to set the atmosphere when the man of God come. Amen. When the atmosphere is set. Amen. You can feel that anointing. You can feel God flowing. Amen. So we want everybody to just get in worship mode and just begin to think about what God has done for you. Begin to think about how he's transformed your life. Begin to think about how he made a difference. Because if it had not been for the Lord, who was on your side, where would you be? So we need everybody on this line today to lift up your voice and give God some praise. We need you to higher than the Messiah. We need to hear you cry aloud and stand. Now God is trying to help us, people. Higher than the Messiah. God is trying to help us. So when we begin to worship and praise God, amen, we change the atmosphere. Hey, God, we're able, anything that's lingering, we're able to change the atmosphere. Amen. And then we usher in the presence of God. We usher in his spirit. We usher in, hallelujah, in our worship. Hallelujah. Set the atmosphere today, wherever you are. If you're on your lunch break, if you're at home, if you're in your car, wherever you're at, just get a picture in your mind and think about where God has brought you from. Think about what he's done for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless this man of God. Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We give you all glory and honor and praise because you are worthy, Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for covering us now in your blood, Father. We thank you for all that you do for us, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask you to cover this broadcast with your blood, Father God. Father, we lift you up today. We give you the glory.
Open up the line so
we give you the
honor. Here, everybody.
We give you the praise. We honor you
God.
Today,
thank
Father
you,
God.
Jesus.
We speak life over every man. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
You alone are worthy, Lord. You alone give the glory. You alone are worthy, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise glory. Glory. Stay right there. Stay right there. Praise Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him glory. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Praise in your spirit. Hallelujah. Give him praise in your brain, in your mind. So touch your head. Touch your head right now. Somebody's going to get a touch today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless. Bless the church. Bless the church. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Right there. Go ahead and stay right there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On this Monday, I am blessed. I am blessed. Blessed to hear you. Blessed. Blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just thank him for the sky. Thank him for the moon. Thank him for rest last. Hallelujah. For a good Sunday yesterday. You was in church yesterday. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. You got strength in your body. You can walk. Hallelujah. You can talk. You got strength in your knees. Feet. Strength in your eyes. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Our sister can thank God for here. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is wonderful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, so God is good. Hallelujah. Thank him for a roof over your head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You can get into your car and you got gas. You got food in the refrigerator. There's so many blessings the Lord has given us. So many things. I just have to stay right there. It just feels so good to give God the praise. Hallelujah. I believe we have many things to say today. But the rainbow word has already been given. That is wonderful. Sister Adrian called me and she gave me the prior Rhema words that was order your steps and then cry out faith for your destinies. Faith for your destinies. We're going to hopefully touch on all these, but the one she called me today was cry out loud and spare not. Cry out loud and spare not. Now, because of this urgent call, we're going to touch on a little bit of all those subjects, praise God. So, turn your Bible, you got your Bible, turn your Bible to our text is going to be out of Hebrews, and we're going to go to Isaiah 58, verse 1. But first, we'll go ahead and we'll read Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your word, Father God. For your word is light. Your word is spirit. I pray that it will land on good hearts. Produce 100-fold, 100 into our spirits. That we may not only be hearers, but doers of your word. Give us power. Thank you for power. That we've become sons and daughters of the Most High God through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Amen. There's a panoramic view of the Bible. Now, we have the preparation part of the Bible in the Old Testament is the first five books, the preparation. The manifestation is the gospel, the New Testament. The propagation, which is the spreading in the New Testament, is Acts, the book of Acts. The explanation is the epistles, the explanation of that. And then the consummation is the revelation, revelations, which is the signature of those books. The first five is the law. The next nine in the Old Testament is the history. The next five is what we call poetry and wisdom. The last 17 in the Old Testament are the prophecies. Now, follow me. I'm saying this for a reason. I want to cover the Bible.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
For a reason. This is fulfilled prophecy. Now, if someone's to ask me, if I were asked today, how do you know that the Bible is from God? And if I had just one thing to suggest that would be conclusive proof that the Bible is the Word of God, well, this is what I would say. Fulfilled prophecy. I would suggest to see the fulfilled prophecy. Fulfilled prophecy is the one thing you can't escape and you can't get around. There's over 300 prophecies concerning the first coming of Christ, and they were all fulfilled. In Isaiah 7:14, born of a virgin. We find that in Matthew 1, chapter 1. In 2 Samuel, chapter 11, given the throne of David. And we'll find that in the first chapter of Luke, Luke 31. To be called Emmanuel in Isaiah 7:14. You'll find that in Matthew 1:23. In Isaiah 11:1, to be called a Nazarene. Matthew 2:23, and the list goes on. You go on into the New Testament that he was the man of sorrows in Isaiah 53:3. And you'll find that in Matthew 28. The list goes on. All the prophecies that actually happened in the Old Testament happened. You cannot find one that has not happened concerning Christ that didn't happen. They happened. In the religious history of the Jews during the long period from Malachi 400 BC to Christ follows the course of the political troubles in history. To the outer ceremony, to the high priestly office, and the temple worship, the great importance of those things happening, the negative things that happened, that the Jews kept the faith and the nurtured in the temple worship and all that, kept it alive. We have a as far as the prophets bringing the word to us, because we are built on the apostles and the prophets. There's a exile and a post. There's three of them: exile and post. Isaiah is one of the pre-exilic prophets. Isaiah's name means salvation of the Lord. He carried the ministry in Judea during the reigns of four kings between 740 to 680 B.C. and 721 B.C. when Israel was carried away into captivity. In Isaiah 58, it says, "Cry out loud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins." This cry must lead the believer to repentance, this cry. Then be a doer of the work of God's word. That is through fasting and praying. In Hebrews 12, he says, "Prepare yourselves. Lift up your hands, which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, by it may be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator, a profane person like Esau, who for the one piece of bread, of food, sold his birthright. For you know how afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Spare not, do not hold back, do not draw back. Don't be scared. Keep the word of God in your heart. Pray. Fast. Standing in faith on your own, and that is believing in the Son of God. We must stand on your own. We also have another verse. Look at Ezekiel 14. Now, we're going somewhere with this. I just want to get these scriptures out, and hopefully, praise God, we'll be blessing you today. It says in 14:12, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it and will break the staff of the bread. Therefore, I will send famine upon it, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. They should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. If I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it so that it be desolate, that no man may pass through because of the beast. Though these three men were in it, I live, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Or if I bring a sword upon that land and say, sword, go through the land, so that I cut off man and beast from it, though these three men were in it as I live, saith the Lord, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. We can remember Noah and his house was saved. So he's in these three men. Or if I send a pestilence into that land and pour out my fury upon it in blood to cut off from it man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. Now, all these definitely received the grace of God. Mm-hmm. As I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. And tribulations or tragedies that can happen to the land, he says, shall deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Only these three men will be saved, not their families, but just these three men. For thus says the Lord God, how much more when I send my sore judgment upon Israel, the sword and famine and the noisome beast and the pestilence to cut off from it man and beast. Job being afflicted by Satan. Now you find these three in this Hebrews. Now, I just wanted to pick this out. You find the three of them, Noah, in verse, we have verse number 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God and things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Then we have Job and Daniel. We have an affliction in verse 37. And they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They were wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destituted, afflicted, tormented. In Daniel, we have quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. In verse 34, violent in flight, turning to flight the armies of the aliens. Amen. So we have these men, and you read there in the chapter of Hebrews, these men have received grace and have faith in God. Faith always existed. You see in verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions. There you go, Daniel. So you have those three who trusted in the Lord, have faith in God. For they came to God, and they knew that he could do the impossible. He could do the impossible. He could do it. He can do anything. Mm-hmm. But lie. Praise God. Now faith for your destiny. We read now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The meaning of faith makes us sure of what we hope for and gives us proof of what we cannot see. Faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real even though we can't see it. Now, part of this is crying out loud, spare not, man of God, woman of God. We want to strengthen ourselves, strengthen those knees, raise up the hands, and cry out loud. We need to fast. We need to pray. We need to have faith in God. For the scripture says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. That's Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we can't see. The fundamental fact of its existence, this trust in God, this faith, it's the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. We need to stand in faith. Faith gives us substance to the unseen realities. Faith sees things that are out of sight. Faith is our handle on what we can't see. Faith's definition is the conviction of the truth of anything, person or place. That's faith. A man can have faith in anything, but our faith, our believing faith, is in God. That's where our faith lies, in God and what he says, what he's done. Faith is not unknown optimism or hope alone. It's not believing in spite of evidence. Faith is not superstition, having vague hope, being imaginative or wishful thinking. But in spite of the circumstances and consequences, true Bible faith is confidence, obedience to God's word. Faith is an anchor keeping us from spiritual shipwreck. Faith plays an important role in our perseverance in Him. The meaning of faith is that we believe God and trust His word. True Bible faith is not a positive attitude, but trust in God's word. Faith has a backwards and a forwards look that God has done it and He can do it again. Hallelujah. He can do it again. He can make it. He can trust Him. He can do it again. If He did it for Daniel, if He did it for Job, if He did it for Noah, He can do it again. If you trust Him, whatever your situation is, hallelujah, I thank God He promised not to rain another 40 days. Praise God. No, there's no lions to get trapped into, praise the Lord, at least not in California or in the United States, hopefully. But, you know, and certainly going through the trials of Job, what he went through, praise the Lord, we don't have to lose like that, but we have to trust in the Lord. No matter whether you're going through something, you need God, trust Him. Cry out loud. Set up a standard. Trust the Lord. Spare not. Don't draw back. Get into the Word of God. Know what God says. Get into a good Bible church. Get into prayer. And trust God in what He has said. Build up a standard and don't let it go. Have faith in God. Faith takes God at His word. Faith is a potent force. It is proven by our Lord's declaration that faith is able to remove mountains. And faith laughs and triumphs over impossibilities. Faith sets us free from anxieties, cares that we regard temporal concern. The big mountain that's in front of you will look small with God's word in you, with you trusting God, with you praying and you fasting and you seeking God, that mountain doesn't seem so big anymore. That's the wonderful thing about God's word in Mark 11:22-24. If you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. But in prayer, forgive. It's amazing when you forgive, you can face opposition. You can face that offended brother. By faith, you can, whatever the situation, You need it by Friday. You need to get paid. You need a job. Your body hurts. You need to stand. You need to do the work. You need to run. You need strength in your body. You need those things. You need it today. You're in trouble. You need it today. It's amazing that the word in you is bigger than what you need today. What you need is the word today. Because it's bigger than your troubles. It's bigger than the pestilence and the beast in the field. It's bigger than the arrows by day. It's bigger than the troubles coming against you. Cry out loud. Build up that standard. Spare not. Spare not. Get busy. Don't be afraid. Trust the Lord. Enter into his word. Hallelujah. So faith, regardless of the temporal concerns, makes it look very small and inspires fortitude in the face of seemingly disaster. Faith gives us victory over the world to stop hostility. Gives us victory. Anything, any pestilence. If I implore you to go ahead and pick up Psalms 91. Meditate on it. Meditate on it. It's healing. The power of darkness can never, ever, hallelujah, stand before the man of faith. Can never stand against the man of faith. If he has faith in God, the scripture says that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And though he gave his son, how much more will he freely give you all things? Man of faith. Nothing should worry him. He shouldn't fear nothing. No man, no flesh. He shouldn't fear, because God is with him. Faith. It's the Greek word for faith is pistis. It is the firm persuasion, a conviction based on hearing, always referring to faith in God, in Christ, in spiritual things, ordered by him. The spiritual things, not just, you know, because we there's other things that you can reach out that's not the right spirit. Yeah, you can go to the liquor store and get you some spirits. Those are the wrong ones. Or you can go to the palm. You've seen them in palm readers. No, those are the wrong spirits and drive you from peace. Drive your peace away.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But this spirit, hallelujah, you grab hold on this spirit, the spirit, the Holy Spirit. That's what we hold on to. That's what we read. The one that's in Christ. You're in Christ. The ones that's ordered by him. We hold on to, glory to God. So this portion of this letter in Hebrews, this portion speaks on giving us the meaning of faith in chapter 11. This is the meaning of faith. The instances and examples of faith is the sphere or realm of faith. The faith of God and ancestors in the faith, the portion of Hebrews is also the peak of our writer, which I believe is Paul, but he couldn't sign on it. Praise the Lord. He is the apostle of the Gentiles. This is written to the Jews. Yes, it's written to the Hebrews. Couldn't sign on it. But he's the apostle to the Gentiles. This portion of is with a proven example of these men and women of old who believe in the invisible God, so that you don't lose hope and continue to believe that you have entered into the veil. That you don't lose hope, and that you do continue to believe that you have entered into the veil. Praise the Lord. And that is, that veil is his flesh. That is Christ Jesus. Faith sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word, sustains means foundation, confidence, assurance, title deed, and guarantee of the things hoped for. The word. Evidence of things means conviction. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Or better said, true faith comes with a contract and a promise. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Is the word is our assurance and substance, a hope which brings conviction. True faith is not some unseen, unheard thing. So we're in our rhema word, we're not bringing you something that is conjured up by our mere man's spirit, but it's from the Holy Spirit. It has to be from the canon. It has to be the word of God. These things that has been done or happening, a deed, a thing or event or an accomplishment by God, things hoped for, to expect or hope in Scripture is not the world's definition of hope. So it is the hope defined as a desire for some future good with the expectation of obtaining it. Hope for, by, it's a promise through word, letter, act, or deed of trust which was given to you. Now, I hope someone shout on that, because we've been given the word. We've been given, hallelujah, and we've been given it to us. We've been given, especially when you read John 3:16, Well, I'm a whosoever. Hallelujah. It pertains to me then. It pertains to me. I believe. And because the word, the full word has been given to me. That's why I wanted to go through that prophecy. We see that it's happened. I can believe that what he said is mine. What he says is mine. We need men and women of God. This is what we need to tell them, the world, that message. To tell them the message. The message is to cry out loud, spare not.
All right.
Loud, spare not. Hallelujah. Isaiah, let's read it again. Cry, spare not, cry out loud, spare not. He says, lift up the voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins.
All right.
We are to trust, focus, meditate upon the scripture.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
We need to feel the heart.
Mm.
Stand. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, he says, stand, therefore, speaking to the church.
Come on.
In 6:14, stand therefore, having your loins,
your
with truth, mm-hmm. and having on the breastplate of righteousness,
mm-hmm.
and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, if you don't stand in faith, you won't stand at all.
How? Huh.
You won't stand at all. You can look at, there was kings who did wickedly in 2 Kings. We find King Asa did wickedly, did not do what God said. He was supposed to stand, but he worshiped Balaam. He loved to worship Balaam, warned by Isaiah, and didn't stand, died, and caused all of this nation, Israel, to sin. Said it caused them to be naked and be and sin and destitute. Because you don't stand. He says, stand, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith with which ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
So the armor of God, having that full armor of God, having the things of God, which is righteousness, faith, peace, the word of God, spirit, the sword, it will cause you to stand. You'll be able to fight. First, you need to stand. So you can cry out loud. We don't do much crying out loud sitting down. We need to stand first. We need to be in position and stand. Bend those knees. Lift up the hands. Get busy spiritually. Cry out loud. Spare not. He says, by faith the elders or people of old who died in faith received a good report. Now we're back in our text, verse 2 of 11. For their faith in him, the elders were these great men and women of God who believed and followed God. They turned away from the world and its pleasures and followed God. They staked their lives on God regardless of the consequences.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you're going through. See, we talked about this earlier that what we need is a boost. We need like a battery that goes bad in your car. if you keep the lights on, you're gonna need somebody to jump you.
Come on now.
Sometimes we get fat, spiritually speaking, and we let time go by, and sooner you know it, we're just like the world. We don't have our zeal is gone. Our love for the word is not there. It's just maybe a verse a day. We don't really talk about God's word. Well, we got nice friends and we say nice things to people, but we're not really evangelizing like we should.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, that's what we need to do. We need to be energized. That battery is dead. That battery needs a jump. It's low. We need a jump. We need not to spare. We need to cry out loud. Tell someone about Christ. We get on our knees and be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind.
Mm.
We need God's word. We need his word. We need the light. We need his spirit. We need to call out on the Lord. We need to fast and pray. We need to trust the Lord, hallelujah, in our lives, that we are men and women of God, and we can evangelize, we can be strong and put on the whole armor of God, and stand, and keep on standing, hallelujah, and this mountain will be removed. And if you just even have the word of God in your heart, having the word of God in your heart, just the word, just Lord help, would just move that mountain. If you're trusting in the Lord, you've got the Lord in your life, and you're trusting in the Lord, and you're doing what he said, you're a doer of God's word, just to help. You don't have to, he says, you know, you think you'd be heard of much speaking, much words in your prayer. It just all he already knows what you're going to pray for. All you have to do is sometimes hey, Lord, glory to God. Help me, Lord. Help me. Because he says, you know, it says, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what you may even ask or think. He already knows. He already knows. Glory to God. But just because of a walk in faith, a walk in faith, a trusting in the Lord, a getting into the Word of God, and praying, and getting around God's people, and not concerned about the light afflictions, but trusting in him, putting on that Lord, putting on Jesus Christ, taking off that old man, and putting on the new man, and walking in faith, and trusting in the Lord. I don't want to say, well, you know, fake it and just start thanking God if you don't feel it. Well, I say just let your feelings catch up. Just go on and bless the Lord anyway, regardless of your feelings. Regardless of you, trust the Lord and bless the Lord. Praise him anyway. Sometimes, yeah, I may be the only one, but a lot of times I don't feel it in my gut to give, lift up the hands and bend the knees. I do it. It's by faith. It's always been by faith. It's always been by faith. And the more you walk in faith, the more it's easier to trust in the Lord. It gets easier to say, okay, thank you, Lord. Okay, it's yours, Lord. It's not me. I can't do it. I can't do it. I need your help. I just not get my hand out of it. Let your hand work it. Let your hand work it. Mm-hmm. That's what we ask the Lord. And then we're outside as we evangelize, just the power, let the Holy Spirit power come upon you, and you'll begin to speak spiritual things and talk spirit, and you always continuing to let the Word of God come out of your mouth. It's faith. It's the trust in the Lord. It's believing upon the Lord. Mm-hmm. I think I might have 5 or 10 more minutes. But hallelujah.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
we want to talk about the good report. Not an evil or bad report, a good report. These reports that you see in Hebrews were good enough to be documented as what we call the hall fame. So what we need to do is feed your faith and your doubts will starve. Mm-hmm. Feed your faith and your doubts will starve. Those mountains will shrink. Amen. The basic understanding of faith in Hebrews 3, we find, though faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. There was nothing made that was made without the word of God. In Genesis 1:1, we see, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The basic understanding of the Christian believer is that God exists. Mm-hmm. He's always exists. And that God created the world. God created the world. That's fact. The creation, God did it. Because when you come to God, verse 6 of Hebrews, you must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God made the world by the word of God, by his wisdom, by his son. In Proverbs 8:22-26, we see that. This is wisdom speaking, that God and wisdom were bringing forth water, establishing the clouds, establishing trees, and making animals, and made man. God and his word. He says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Through faith, we understand that faith helps us understand that God created the heavens and the earth. And according to 1 John 1:1, it was created by his word, and his word is his son. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalms 33:6. So the worlds were not eternal, nor did they produce by themselves. It was made by God. The worlds were framed out of nothing. The maker of the world is God. So I say this before we began, that the Bible, if someone asks me about if the Bible is true, or did God write the Bible? Well, you know by the prophecies. You know. But see, this part of creation, you got to just believe. Oh, okay. So, you know, you can trust the prophecies, but you can't believe God's creation. Well, then we have a problem. You got to believe. You got to come to, you, if you come to God, you must believe him. You have to have God, and then you have to have faith in his son. You have to honor God. You have to honor his son. The work that he did, the work his father did. You have to believe God. Mm-hmm. So you have to bend the knee. You have to bend the knee. You have to lift up the hands. You have to surrender. And spare not. Hallelujah. Spare not. Trust in the Lord. Believe God's word. The theme of the letter to the Hebrews is superiority of Christ. Okay? And we have more on Hebrews. He talked about Jesus in heaven and God sending him in Hebrews in the first chapter. Hebrews speaks of Christ is superior to angels and Moses, Melchizedek, and priests. But God here wants to build up your faith in him. God wants you to believe. This writer, he wants you to trust and believe in Christ. But see, Romans, in the book of Romans, we have you having faith in God. And Hebrews, having faith, it's the righteousness of faith in Hebrews. In Hebrews, we have to believe the Son of God. He is the Son of God. You have to trust that. That is God's order. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Believing in the Son of God. Without the Son, he says in Corinthians, were men most miserable. Without the death, without the resurrection, where men most really, he is the final sacrifice. He is the sacrifice. He is it. We believe in Christ Jesus. He is our faith. So, we have faith. I have 3 points here. We have faith to please God, faith with works, and faith and works in love. So we have faith in Hebrews, faith that pleased God. We see that Enoch was translated. He believed God. We have faith that comes by hearing. The two things to believe here is that he is a rewarder. One of the things that he's a rewarder, we must make a conscious daily effort to look to the righteousness of Christ. Faith involves both the renunciation and reliance. We must renounce all conviction in our own power and then rely on the power of God. Faith comes by hearing. And faith is built up by men and women called of God to build up the church, the body of Christ. But the church is also affected by, well, false teaching. So that's why we need men and women of God who are filled with the Spirit, giving themselves daily to God and to the reading and holding up the Word of God. Amen. So our faith is vain without Christ. Our faith is believing in Christ crucified, buried, and resurrected. My faith is sound because of the resurrection of Christ. My belief in the resurrection of Christ makes me a true witness of God. That makes you a true witness of God by believing in the resurrection of Christ. You must believe the Son and what he's done and the Word of God, the gifts of God. Amen. Amen. So there's more, so much more that I want to say if time may not permit. But the faith for our destiny, is that we believe God to the ultimate. We have eternal life. That's the ultimate. We have eternal life because we believe in his Son. And we believe that he is a rewarder, both now in life, this life, and the life to come. Mm-hmm. So we, as men and women of God, again, trust God as we build ourselves up in our most holy faith. That is the part of what Isaiah is saying. Cry out loud and build up that voice like a trumpet. That There's a tarrying with the Lord. There's a waiting on the Lord. There's a time you want to put in with God. And I understand, just like a boxer wins a bout, and he wins, but then there's another fight, and then another fight. Paul says, I fight the good fight of faith. There is going to always be a fight as long as we live. So just because we win this one today, well, we got to keep the armor on. That means we have to keep our strength up in the Word of God, in this fight. That's why he says, And show my people their transgressions. He says, lift up the voice. They're lifting up the voice. It's going to be every day. So you read a book, like I said, read it again. Lift it up. Pick it up again. Do it again. Oh, I read it four times. Read it five. When you read it again. Put it in your spirit. Learn it for you. Now, today praise God. I know you're thank you for your patience with me. Some of this I putting it in my spirit. But I choose to be a vessel. To be a vessel that the Lord uses us and you as well. As a vessel, even though you may not be the eloquent speaker, just like Paul said, I'm not eloquent. I'm not that, you know. But praise God. The gospel is preached. And I pray that it landed on your heart. Praying that it lands on your heart, that we be soldiers.
Oh.
To the church, that we be soldiers. Soldiers, not sojourners, but soldiers. Hallelujah. And be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, putting on that armor of God, that we be able to stand before transgressors in the house of Jacob, or the lost people in the world, that we can stand and proclaim the good news, proclaim the gospel of Christ. Be not afraid, and be not don't procrastinate. It's trust the Lord and lean not what he says to your own understanding. But trust in the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Praise his name. Hallelujah. I know I have a little bit more, but we want to let others come in, and if you have a word more to say concerning whatever God has on your heart, praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Sister Adrian. I pray that you was blessed, and the hearers or doers will be doers of God's holy word. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Amen, amen. Well, we thank you for that timely word today. Amen. Timely and needful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cry aloud and fear not. Activate your faith.
Amen.
Many times you say so much and I dare not go into all. That's why I'm thankful to have an archive that we can go back into and listen. Sometimes we're distracted, and sometimes, you know, people are on their jobs and doing many things during this hour. But I thank God for this platform. I thank God for the beauty of being able to go into the archives, of being able to go on the YouTube channel, amen, and go on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and tell you technology, the wisdom and knowledge that God has given to man. All we have to do is utilize it. It's there. It's available. He's already told us if we activate our faith, amen, we can say to the mountains in our lives, to be thou removed. Amen. But we are afraid to cry aloud. We are afraid to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are afraid to tell our brothers and sisters, get right and let's go home. It's time. We have to say, ooh, Jesus, he has said so much, and I implore you today to go back and listen to this message. Amen. Wasn't nothing for you to jump and shout. Yeah, no Messiah. Hallelujah, but it's time to listen. It's time for us to put on the full armor. It's time for us to get our ropes out. There you know no more shot, because iron sharpened iron. Amen. It's not no time to be divided and separated and to be envying and strife. And because where there's envying and strife, the Bible says there's every evil work. It's time for us to sound the alarm. And if you're afraid and you don't activate your faith, you won't nobody hear you. It takes faith to cry out aloud. It takes faith to stare not. It takes faith to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
And don't be intimidated and don't compromise. God's word is not a word to be compromised. But that's what we're seeing today. We're compromising. We're petting sin.
Yes.
My Bible says, and that's what he said. And thinking, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Glory to God. And show my people their transgression. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. If you see it ain't right, call it out. Because if you don't call it out, God said your blood is going to be required of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why we got to come out. That's why we have to be separate. That's why we have to keep on, as Elder have already preached, hallelujah, praying and fasting. These kind come out by fasting and praying. Amen. We just want to pray when we get to church on Sunday. But, oh, glory, that's why we're so weak. And that's why there's feeble among us. Hallelujah. We're looking for the man of God, the man and the woman of God to prophesy and lay hands. Amen. I put a post on Facebook. You don't know Messiah. Acts 1 and 8 say, after the Holy Ghost comes, after you have received the Holy Ghost, then you're going to have power. But we're preaching this gospel and ain't got no power. Huh? Some of us don't even have the Holy Ghost. Never spoke in another tongue. Well, that's the evidence that you have it. Ellen already told us what that evidence was today. Amen. So if you find yourself where you haven't spoken, and you haven't been filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, I adjure you today, you know, the Messiah, hallelujah, to lift up your voice and cry aloud. God will fill you up because it is a gift. Amen. And when God gives you a gift, he's not like man. Yeah, he's not going to get mad with you tomorrow or next week and say, I'm taking my gift back. No, the Holy Ghost is sealed, Elder Cardwell. It's sealed in you until the day of redemption. Now, if you don't activate it, you don't energize it, you don't nurture it, hey, glory to God, it'll lay in you dormant. But I tell you what, even while it's laying dormant, oh, God, I hear you today. Even while it's laying dormant, it's recording every act that you've done. It's recording every evil word that you've spoken. It's recording every deed, wrong deed, that you have done to your brother or your sister. It's stagnant because you're not activating it. You're not walking in the spirit. You're not walking in truth. So you let it lie dormant, but it's going to testify against you. This man taught and he have preached to us today about faith and about crying aloud and sparing not. God, Jesus, we better go back to the old landmark. Some folks say, I don't want to go back to the old way. Yeah, Jesus, but guess what? We got saints calling on the name of the Lord. We got saints singing those blood wash, those blood songs. Ah, yo, no, Moshiach. But we don't want to do that today. We want to hear BB and CeCe. Oh, but there is a fountain filled with blood. Ah, drawn from Emmanuel. We better go back. We better get on the wall. Hallelujah. And we better secure our homes and our families. We have some women and men of God today, this week, that's coming on here. Hallelujah. And they're going to teach and preach about crying aloud and sparing not. It's time for us to stop looking the other way. Yeah, Hallelujah. We can't look the other way and maintain this power. When we look the other way, we failing God. Ah, we failing him because we won't speak out against sin. We won't speak out against homosexuality. We won't speak out against lesbianism. We won't speak out against whoremongers. We won't speak out against liars and thieves. We won't speak out. Ah, but the Lord told me today to cry aloud and spare not. If it has to be in my household, God going to have him a people, Elder Caldwell. He going to have him a people that's going to live holy and declare his word. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We've had a lot of listeners on the line today. If you have any questions, any comments, amen. We got quite a few on there. But let me say this before, hallelujah, we open up the lines. I see Pastor Gloria Smith. I see Prophet Carlos Pearson. Hallelujah. I saw Apostle Johnson. I don't know if he's still on the line. Pastor Beatrice. Hallelujah. These are leaders. Hallelujah. That God is going to hold responsible for the souls we preach and teach to for the souls we counsel with. Ah, you know the Messiah. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to do this citywide crusade. The Lord birthed this in my spirit last year, but it was not time. Amen. But I tell you, September the 4th through the 6th, amen, we're going to be here in the city of New Orleans. Citywide crusade and a ministry launch. We're taking it to the streets. Amen. This is not going to be a conference fellowship. If you're not coming to see lives transform, if you're not coming to see people get healed and delivered, if you're not coming to see souls come into the kingdom, and that goes for the speakers too, then don't come. Don't come. But if you're coming with an objective, amen, hallelujah, to bombard these streets of New Orleans and let the enemy know that you can't have this one. You can't no longer have my brother and my sister. You can't have my nieces and nephews. You can't have my grandchildren. You can't have my grandmothers and grandfathers, 60, 70, and 80 years old, still strung out on drugs, still on alcohol, hallelujah, still living ungodly. Hey, God, it's not too late. Where there's light, there is yet hope. Amen. So if you're coming to fellowship, if you're coming to see who's the best speaker, stay where you are. God is interested in souls, and that's our objective, to transform somebody's life, to take them out the pits, hallelujah, lift them up to another place, to empower them for their destiny. We have a destiny, hallelujah. Everybody's out there don't want to be out there. Everybody out there that's doing what they do, they don't want to be out there. So they need a voice. They need somebody to cry aloud. They need somebody to lay hands on them, to pray for them, to fast for them. We're asking every speaker that's on this ticket, To start now. Start now. We're almost about 60 days away. Start now fasting and praying for this crusade. I'm not interested in the saints, but some of us are dying. Some of the saints are dying. And we're weak. We're feeble. Amen. Because we fail, hallelujah, to heed to this word. We fail, hallelujah, to teach and preach it without being intimidated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time, people of God. It's time. It's time. It's time. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for Elder Caldwell. Thank him for this word today. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. He put that in my spirit. Midday, I kept hearing it, going a different way. But he said, cry aloud. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're looking for you all to come now. I'm excited about Pastor Beatrice Martin and Evangelist Tier coming now. Hallelujah. Apostolic Fathers. And when we see that, you know, people think you're denominational. No, all of us, we are built, all of this word, hallelujah, the saints, we were built up on the foundation, Elder Caldwell, of the apostles and the prophets. That's all apostolic is, teaching and preaching the apostles, the apostle doctrine. That's it. That's it. The death, the burial, the gospel of Jesus Christ. His death, his burial, and his resurrection. The church was founded there. Hallelujah. So we can't get away from it.
Yeah.
I want to say to the leader, if you have members in your congregation, it's time. It's time to have a Holy Ghost. A Holy Ghost call. When you call them to the altar, ask them, have they received the Holy Ghost since they believed? If they're sitting in these churches and they don't have any power, that's why they're sick and they're draining you. Some of our leaders haven't spoken in tongues. Some of them need to go back and get a fill up, to get refueled. Because if you spoke once, Ella Caldwell, you should be able to speak again. Oh, I bless the Lord today. God gave us this word. He gave us this speaker for the hour. Hallelujah. Cry aloud. We need the Holy Ghost. If you were Holy Spirit, if you say Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, all I know is what he promised us in the book of Acts. He said you were going to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Hallelujah. Let me stop because hallelujah. Want to give you all an opportunity. Glory to God. I know what God has spoken. Thank you, Ella Caldwell. All the way from California, West Covina, California. Hallelujah. He's a PK. Yay. His father has been pastoring for over 50 years. Hallelujah. Brought up in this thing. But guess what? It ain't about who you were brought up under and in. You got to hold you responsible for yourself. So all that word that he set up under while he was a young boy and going on into manhood, hallelujah, I'm sure he wasn't happy about every decision that his father had to render on his behalf. But look what it's done. It has caused him to be the man, the husband, the father that he is today, the minister, the elder that he is today.
Bless
hallelujah. It's time for senior citizens. Ooh, glory to stop hanging with the children. Amen. And set an example for your kids. Teach them. Hallelujah. Put the laws of time around their neck and say, as for me and my house, we going to serve God. Now, when you leave here, you can serve another God. But me and my house, we going to serve the living and the true God. Ah, glory to God. Sister Ruby, I'm done. Jesus, Jesus. I wasn't preaching the message. It's already been taught. It's already been preached. Hallelujah. But sometimes God wants you to hear something else. Hallelujah. Jesus, God said it today, and he spoke it through the man of God. God bless you all. We love you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you for the man of God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get the leaders first, Sister Ruby. Pastor Glory, Carlos, Prophet Carlos, Pastor Beatrice. Prophet Dollar. Get them first. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Glory.
Glory to God, whoever we left on the line. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Pastor Glory.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. Good evening out there. I thank God. Oh, my God. I bless God. I thank God for this word this evening. Amen. I've been missing my prayer hours at 3 p.m. my time, Eastern Standard. And when I came out, I said, I still got time for the broadcast. And I said, God just gave confirmation. And I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We get ready to go in revival, and we're dealing with that same call. God got a call up on the land. It's praying time, people of God. And the man of God said it so eloquently. He said, if you're not standing in faith, you're not standing.
Oh, God.
It's praying time. We got to intercede.
Yes,
we got to pray harder than we ever prayed before. We got to intercede. For our country, our leadership, our community,
Amen.
Our men, women, our children, we got to cry out.
Yes.
And I thank God for this right now word. I thank God for confirmation.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, I thank God that I called in at the right time, Lord Jesus. God, for you, man of God. I thank God for you, woman of God.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The body of Christ that are operating in the faith, they're on one accord.
Jesus. Yes, God.
Thank God. It's my desire to be there with you for the crusade. Glory to God. It's my desire to be there. I know the Lord going on. As the old saints say, glory to God. If the good Lord willing and the creek will rise, I'll be there.
Jesus.
Good evening to you all. Thank God for being on with you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor Smith. Pastor Glory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. This woman of God holds the prayer line. She's been overseeing for over 11 years. Amen. We want her to just give out that information Monday through Friday. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. We pray on that line. It ain't no foolishness. It's prayer. It's about prayer.
Yes.
You know who shot John and all this other crazy stuff we do sometimes. Hallelujah. But it's a prayer line. To intercede and intervene. You can give them that information, Prophet Gloria Smith.
Thank you for mentioning. Yes, we operate a prayer line, Sons and Daughters of Promise. We pray Monday through Friday, every night, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We call out, we cry out unto the Lord on the behalf of the body of Christ and for the people of God. And we've been answering that we're in the clarion call. Tomorrow morning is our last morning for the clarion call. We've been in it for 7 days.
Amen. When we have the clarion call, will everyone, amen, come on the line and we intercede, we pass the baton. And that's at 6 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern Standard. And that number is 712-432-0393. 712-432-0393. And the access code is 992761. 992761. Tomorrow will be our last day for the clarion call, 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. 6 a.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. 6 a.m. Central, I'm sorry, and 7 a.m. Eastern. And we pray every night, Monday through Friday. And God bless you for allowing me to even share that. I just came on to be fed. Amen.
Yes, God. Amen, amen. Well, thank you, woman of God. We appreciate it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Apostle okay, Timothy. Ruby. Apostle Timothy Johnson.
Okay, okay.
We'll come back to him.
We have to.
Prophet Carlos Pearson.
God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. I'm just listening. And on the line, everything. I hope praying all is well. We're living in an hour now where God is calling people that will stand flat-footed and tell it like it is. Amen. You know, it was funny. I tuned in just in time. I just preached a message last week entitled God is Going to Do It Because He's God. And I was talking about how people, God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even think. And see, the thing about it is don't allow your faith to lock up now. You got to stretch your faith even greater, even now. And, you know, and I just give God praise for the man of God, the man of God that declared the word. And we're just giving God praise for what God is doing and all that God will continue to do, especially in an hour like this, because now is a sure enough time to live and live holy and live pure before God. That way we can get things done. One thing that I found out about it, you know, people talk about holiness, but they didn't never define what holiness is. But I just believe that, you know, once you keep yourself pure and you keep yourself before the Lord, God can do any and everything that you need him to do, especially in an hour like this. So, you know, I'm praying for the saints because we're in trouble. The body of Christ is in trouble because we're allowing things in the church to go on that should not be going on. And God is not clean. It's too much foolishness going on. And then, you know, when young people are trying to do things according to the will of God, people try to get mad. There's no need to get mad. Let it ride. You know what I'm saying? We might as well let it be what it is, because a lot of times the older folks trying to get mad, but guess what? We're watching what the older people are doing in the church, and then you're trying to bash us when we're trying to do what we got to do for the kingdom of God. There's no need to bash it. You might as well get with it. Teach us the right way. You understand what I'm saying?
All right.
So if we're going to teach people the right way to do things, teach it the right way the first time. That way you won't have to make a mockery of God. Y'all pray my strength to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Live in a pistol. Amen. That's what we have to be.
Prophet,
all right, Prophet.
We're going to all the ones that's on the leaders. We're going to Prophet Michael Davis.
God bless you.
Prophet Michael Davis.
Bless you, man of God.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. God bless.
Okay, good. God bless you. I just want to say God bless everyone involved, Evangelist Bernard, the Speaker of the Hour, and all of the true saints of God who are hearing and doing God's word. I do believe that there is a time to pray, and there is a season that we enter into God's rest after we pray.
A lot of
noise really
in the background.
Yeah, I'm outside.
Is that
sorry
in your
that
background, Prophet?
I don't know. It could be. But let me just say this quickly. I'm outside, so it could be. I'm going to say this quickly so I won't interfere with so the noise level won't interfere. But I really believe we're entering a time of rest where, yes, we do pray, but we have to have enough faith to rest in Christ and knowing that it's already done. The enemy will try to wear you out, get you physically exhausted, so you can't do nothing. But when you enter into that rest and know that God has already finished it, then you have strength and power because he does all of the work and we do not. It is not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So let's enter into that rest. And that's a promise in Hebrews that we enter into the rest of God, knowing that it's done.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory.
David. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless. We're going to Apostle Timothy Johnson.
All right, move on, Sister Ruby.
Sister Sherry.
Ruby, please. Is it anybody else?
Yes, I'm
can't
going
to see the switchboard in it. Okay. There's a lot of static on the line. I don't know where it's coming from.
Okay, I'm cutting some off now. Prophet callers, peer. Okay, Sister Sherry. Sherry.
Sherelle.
Sister Sherelle.
Uh-huh, praise the Lord. I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right.
I'm Sherelle. First, giving honor to God. Adrian Bernard, Pastor Cartwell, and Sister Ruby, the message was awesome. What spoke with me and was hanging in my spirit is when he said our faith is our destiny. You know, and I keep, and as I think about that, our faith is our destiny. And our destiny was in trusting in God, which builds our faith. You know, when we trust in God, we trust in him. And by trusting in him, we're building our faith. We, you know, we trust in him to give us the knowledge and the wisdom that we want from him to let us, you know, to put time into God. My niece, Leslie, spoke in service yesterday talking about the process. Yes, it's a process. But our faith is to take us through that process to get what God has for us, to see the glory of God, you know, in the hills and the mountains that we have to go through our life while we're in nature. But by our faith that we conquer those hills, but by our faith, we have to trust in God. And by trusting in God, you know, we're building our faith. And, you know, when he just said, you know, our faith is our destiny, my God, and our destiny is to see the glory of God. So our faith, we have to build it up. We do have to stand the word. We have to conquer all that. But when we trust in him, no matter how hard it gets, when we remember that we got God, who kept us? We should have been dead, I don't know how many times. I shouldn't even be here to be speaking this. But our faith, we trust in him. Trusting in him, it makes it easier. We get joy. We get peace when we think about what God has taken us through and where we are now. We have that peace. We have that joy. We're going to go through those changes, but our faith is our destiny, and I thank God for the word today.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Sister Dawn. Okay. We're going to try to go back to Apostle Timothy Johnson. Apostle Timothy? Okay, there's no answer as of yet. So that's everybody that has been on. We had quite a few. Oh, we had Bird was so God forgive. Two in the chat room, guest 1097 and guest 1288. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless. Back over to you, Evander's been on.
Okay, can you have your final remarks, Sister Ruby?
Oh,
did you want to say something?
Yeah, what can I say? It was a blessing. I mean, He preached, you gave him two subjects, and he done justice by both of them. Faith for your destiny. And then you call him back and say, cry loud and spare not. So the Lord said, without faith it's impossible to please him. But we must be holy and we must be right. And you know, I'm always saying, this is a word, Elder Cardwell, that for me, I need to examine myself. You know, it's a word to examine yourself to see if you're in the faith and according to what them 66 books of the Holy Bible say. So it was a blessing going through all of the scriptures and everything you gave us, a Bible lesson, plus you preached and you taught. I say, Lord, how awesome you are. So God bless you and pray that the Lord bring back to you just what you have poured out to his precious today. In Jesus' name, Evangelist Bernard.
Bless you.
Amen, amen. We just thank God for that word on today. I tell you, it was a timely rhema word. Amen. God gave him with speaking this hour, and we thank God for him. Thank God for you, Elder Cardwell. We're going to let you have the final remarks, and then we're going to close on out. Remember our announcements. Remember the Citywide Crusade, amen, that's coming up in September. We want you all to remember also our fast day, Tuesday at midnight to 4 o'clock Wednesday. So we want you all to be fasting, and we certainly want you all to pray for this crusade that the Lord is giving us to do in this city. Amen. So thank God for you, Ella Caldwell. We're going to give it back over to you. And you, let me see. I wasn't able to see the switchboard, so back to you.
Praise the Lord. Well, I have a couple of closing remarks.
Yes, go right in.
The faith that you have, that sustaining faith that you have is not that you're still in the house, your house. Not the house of God, but your house that he's blessed you with. All the things that he's blessed you with, the clothes, the car, all those blessings, is not the blessing that you hold on. It is he's in you. That's the faith that you praise the Lord. He's still in you. Praise God. He's still in me. That is the glory. That's the glory. All the other things is excess. It's his. Glory to God. And I'm his. You're his. We're Christ. The thing about the fasting, the other remark is that Isaiah said that it's the fast that he's chosen. It's not that he's chosen. Is to loose your hand.
Oh.
Read that wrong. Loose the bands of wickedness, undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free.
Oh.
And they break every yoke. In this, not to deal with thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house.
Oh.
Is the naked, and thou covers him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh.
Oh.
Supposed to, Jesus said it like this. He says, James says, that how can you say you love God that you can't see but don't love your brother? See, faith works by love. We have to, that's the fasting of that we don't get strong and with our speaking and looking good for people. No, this is the fast that we supposed to give to the poor. He says, apart from me, because you didn't do it to your brother. You didn't give. You didn't go to the prisons. You didn't give to the hungry. You didn't give me water. You didn't do these things for me.
Oh.
Go ahead and depart from me. So,
my God.
Let's fast. Let's seek the Lord and cry out loud.
All right.
Lord, that we may be able to be meet for the Master's use.
Yes, yes.
I bless you. Bless your ears. I pray. Keep me in prayer. Keep Sister Adrian in prayer. Sister Ruby, God bless you. God bless you, Sister Adrian. I love you. God, happy birthday
love you
again.
Too.
Yes, happy birthday. And keep on moving on in God. Keep on moving. Keep letting God use you too. Praise the Lord. God bless. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the ears and the hearts that heard it. May you be blessed.
Thank
May God
bless
you. And give you grace, give you peace.
Oh,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord for you today, Ella Caldwell. Hallelujah. We pray that everything that you poured out of your spirit to the people of God today, that God reward you for your efforts. Amen. Reward you for your sacrifices. Amen. 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 Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. So we thank God for you. We thank God for everything that he's doing in your life. Amen. And I just see God doing some wonderful things in your life as you continue, God, to minister this word of God. Amen. Stay humble. Stay humble. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Pray God's blessings over you and your family today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. We bless you all for your attendance. Thank God for your faithfulness to this line. Thank God for Sister Ruby. Amen. Was it anybody else that needed, that you missed, Sister Ruby? You're welcome to go back to. If not, we're going to close on out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you.
Well, I'm a child.
Glory to God. Thank God for Pastor Gloria Smith being with us today, woman of God. We've been praying for you. Pray that God will continue to strengthen your body. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Apostle Timothy Johnson, let's see if he's going to answer one more. Apostle Timothy Johnson? Okay. Sister Dawn? Sister Dawn? Okay. Okay, that's
all right. Well, God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you on tomorrow. Dr. Singleton and Prophetess Cheryl Harrison will be with us this week. We don't have all the particulars on the days, amen, but just look forward to them being with us on this week, amen, and we'll see what the Lord, who the Lord is going to have on the other, for the other remaining days of this week, amen. God bless you. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' mighty name.
We're going to close out with Hard Me.
Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship, in thy presence. Bless your name and give you reverence. Hide me where the hands of mercy covers me from the enemy. Oh, hide me from circumstance. Hide me when I want to take one more chance. I need you to hide me.
Somebody lift those hands and worship the name. Lord, hide me in thy glory, in the secret place of your holiness and grace. That's where I worship in my presence. I'll bless your name and give you reverence. I need you to hide me where the hands of mercy stay. Woo! Cover me from the enemy.
Evangelist Bernard.